as Barheads and Prince Allen's. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we gather here tonight to worship God. Let us sing a hymn to praise our God in heaven, hymn number 400. Hymn 400. Please remain standing.
我们跟天上的神做一个悟性祷告。
We will have a prayer of understanding to our God in heaven. We welcome all the brothers and sisters and friends who have gathered here to worship God.
我们今天来查考犹大书的一段记事。
And tonight we will be studying a passage in the book of Jude.
我们来请看犹大书。
Let us refer to the book of Jude.
在启示录的前面， 圣经倒数第二卷。
It is the book right before Revelation.
犹大书的第八节。
Jude verse 8.
犹大书第八节。The
book of Jude verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这些做梦的人也像他们污秽身体轻慢主治的毁谤在尊位的。犹大书在描写有些人像是做梦的人。
And in this verse, Jude is describing dreamers.
小弟在读犹大书，觉得犹大是很会形容旧约时代一些人物的人。
When I was reading the book of Jude, I realized that the author is very gifted in describing characters in the Old Testament.
他用没有雨的云彩来形容这个该隐的没有实质的心呢。
And with these formless clouds, it describes the heart of Cain.
用这个海里的狂浪来形容巴兰那一种狂妄的心态。
And using the vastness of the seas, it describes the arrogant heart of Balaam.
那在犹大书开始他谈了三种人呢、啊，这三种人就好像做梦的人一样。
And the book of Jude describes three types of people, and these three types of people are described as dreamers.
我们今天晚上来谈一谈这三种做梦的人。
And tonight we will discuss the three types of dreamers.
Next slide 啊、哦，那第一种我们看到一种做梦的人呢、啊，他是迷迷糊糊的在做梦啊。
And the first type of dreamer is one that does so in a wandering manner.
那第二种做梦的他们是空思妄想啊。
And the second one is one that thinks vanity.
那第三种做梦的他们是很不切实际的，很没有理性的。
And the third is the dreamer that is unrealistic and illogical.
那犹大用形容这三种人都是做梦的人。
And Jude calls these three types of people dreamers.
那我们来查考这三种人，来学习彼此得造就。
And we will study these three types of dreamers and to be mutually edified.
我们看下个 slide， 我们来看犹大书的第五节。
Let us refer to verse 5 in the book of Jude.
犹大书的第五节。
Jude verse 5。
从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地。后来就把那些不信的灭绝了，这一切的事你们虽都知道，我却仍要提醒你们。请读。
Verse 5. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe.
这些出埃及的百姓他们是接受了神很多的恩惠。
The people who were delivered from Egypt received many blessings from the hand of God.
犹大说这些人像做梦的人一样。
And yet the book of Jude describes them as dreamers.
我们来看一下希伯来书的第三章第十节。
Let's refer to the book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10.
希伯来书三章十节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10.
三章四节，对不起，三章四节。
Chapter 3 verse 4.
对不起啊。十节，对不起，十节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10。
这边在谈到以色列百姓在四十年的一个过程当中呢，被神怨还
And in the course of the Israelites' journey through the wilderness, they angered God.
第十节说，所以我怨还那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
And that is why I was angry with that generation, and I said their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my way.
真的有些做梦的人呢、啊，天天做一些白日梦那迷迷糊糊的。
And there are many dreamers that daydream and who are wondering.
他们不晓得神的作为。
And they do not know God's works.
我们都知道主耶稣很爱这个以色列百姓就是现在以色列这个国家。
We know that God deeply loved the Israelite nation.
在他们祖先在埃及地做奴隶大概四百年。
And the forefathers of the Israelite nation were slaves in the land of Egypt for approximately 400 years.
那神用大能大力把他们从埃及地领出来。
And God used his great might to deliver them out of the land of Egypt.
神用石灾来让法老把他们放出来。
And God used the 10 plagues to force Pharaoh to release them.
那这个实灾我们仔细想，都是在对付埃及的神的。
And if we consider these 10 plagues, they were all be against the gods of Egypt.
我们知道埃及人拜很多的神呢。
We know that the Egyptians worshipped many idols.
他们最大的神就是拜太阳神。
And the chief among their gods was the sun god.
所以法老就是太阳之子。
And Pharaoh was considered the son of the sun god.
所以人看到法老都要跪下来。
Therefore, whenever the people saw Pharaoh, they had to bow before him.
神说我才是神，太阳不是神，所以就给他们黑暗之灾让太阳没有办法让他们全地没有亮光。
God wanted to proclaim that he was truly God and that the sun was not the God, so he brought darkness before the whole land.
那埃及人也拜尼罗河神。
The Egyptians also worship the king, the god of the Nile River.
尼罗河啊，每年河水会涨啊啊，这个把那个上游的回土啊啊留下来，那么啊这个回土就造成尼罗河三角洲很肥沃，他们认为这个是他们再生的神。
The Nile River would flood every year, and with it, it would bring fertility to the land, and they believed that this was the works of a god.
那神就让尼罗河的水变成雪。
And God allowed the water of the River Nile to become blood.
埃及人也拜青蛙。
The Egyptians also worshipped frogs.
因为青蛙是一个生育的神。
Because the frog is the god of the underworld.
所以他们那是青蛙的像呢，他们是青蛙的头啊，人的下体的身呢，啊，是他们是拜青蛙的这种像的。
And they worshipped the images of idols. That had the head of a frog and the body of a human being.
那神为了证明他是全人类的神呢，啊，就让所有青蛙呢，啊，这个患难成灾，甚至跑到王宫里面去。
And because God wanted to show that He is the God of all creation, He brought a plague of frogs, and the frogs multiplied, and they went even into the palace.
啊，因为青蛙是神，他们也不敢把青蛙赶走。
And because the Egyptians believed that frogs were gods, they were unwilling to cast them away.
我们知道埃及人拜很多的动物做他们的神。
We know that the Egyptians worshipped many animals and treated them as idols.
牛也是神，羊也是神，鳄鱼也是神，猫头鹰也是神。
They had alligator and owl and several other types of animals that were their gods.
所以神就给他们有畜疫之灾啊，让他们的动物，你们的神呢，都在啊，都死掉了啊。
Therefore, God brought a plague on these animals, and these animals died.
我们看到神很精心设计这个石灾啊，来对付埃及人所拜的神。
And we see in this manner that God designed the ten plagues to counter the different gods in Egypt.
啊，这样子啊，把以色列百姓带出法老的手。
And this is how he delivered the Israelite nation from the hand of Pharaoh.
40年当中，他们没有耕种啊，也没有收成。
During 40 years, they did not plant and they did not harvest.
但是神却用天上的玛拿来养活他们。
And yet God fed them with manna from heaven.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情啊。
And this is a very miraculous event.
摩西真的很有信心把200万人带出埃及地来。
Moses had the faith to lead 2 million people out of the land of Egypt.
他不晓得有没有想到，他如果有想到这一走要40年，他不晓得啊，真的那个信心一定是从神来的。这个如果用人来计算哦，怎么敢带出来呢？
And he must have faith from God because if he had known that the journey would take 40 years, he would have been unable to lead them out of Egypt.
哦，比如说每个人吃早餐去 McDonald 一餐吃五块钱。
For example, if every morning we go to breakfast at McDonald's and it costs $5.
那你猜两百万，我们吃早餐哦，乘以五，再乘以360天，再乘以40，这个算起来是天文数字。
And if we multiply 2 million people times $5 per breakfast for 365 days for 40 years, then this is a countless expenses.
你光算这个成本，大概就不敢把以色列百姓带到旷野地去。
And just by calculating these expenses, we would be unwilling to lead the people of Israel into the wilderness.
但是神在旷野显很多的神迹。
And yet God exercised many miracles in the wilderness.
但是神说呢，他们啊。看了我这么多的作为啊，啊，他们竟然迷迷糊糊啊，不晓得啊，我是他们应该敬拜那个独一的真神。
And even though they witnessed so many miracles, they were still wandering and astray, and they did not know that he was the true God to be worshipped.
我们再看啊，希伯来书三章的第八节。
Let us also refer to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 8.
希伯来书三章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 8.
三章八节。
Chapter 3 verse 8.
不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探的时候一样。第九节，在那里你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。我们来读十三节。总要趁着还有今天，彼此天天相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。这么提到以色列百姓四十年当中呢，神一直提到他们硬心呐、啊。
And during these 40 years, God kept on mentioning the hardening of the hearts of the Israelites.
一而再，再而三的，神给他们恩惠，给他们神迹。
And God filled them with blessings and showed his miracles.
他们总是不信，要试探神。
And yet they would not believe and they tested God.
那为什么他们不信呢？
And what was the reason they did not believe?
十三节提到说，因为他们被罪迷惑，心就刚硬了。
And verse 13 tells us that they were deceived by sin and hardened in their hearts.
所以不信来自于心硬。
And unbelief is therefore connected to the hardening of our hearts.
心硬来自于沉迷在罪中。
And the hardening of our hearts comes from being filled with sin.
那不信你就会试探神呢。
And if we have unbelief, then we will test God.
那每次神都给你恩惠，你也把那个神的神奇把它当成自然的。
And when God blesses us constantly, we will take it for granted.
那最后啊，神就很生气这一代的人呢。
And in the end, this caused the wrath of God upon this generation.
后来神把第一代很多人啊，把他们消灭在旷野当中。
And for this reason, many people in this generation perished in the desert.
犹大说这个故事，其实你们听过好多次了。
And Jude tells us that the people have heard this story several times.
但是我要提醒你们呢。
And yet he must remind them.
我们不要像他们啊，像他们这样是这种像做梦的人，迷迷糊糊不晓得神作为的人呢。
We should not be like this type of dreamers where we are wandering and astray and we do not know God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要想想，我们当初被神拣选的时候，神给我们多少的恩惠。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we were chosen, we must remember the kind of grace that God gave us then.
我们要醒过来，不要迷糊了，不要做梦了。
We must wake up, and we should no longer be dreamers.
我们看看我们在座的很多朋友来到我们当中受洗归入耶稣基督。
There are many friends among us who have come and have been baptized into the name of Jesus Christ.
多少人经历了神的医治？
And how many have been healed by the power of God?
多少人经历神神奇的作为？祷告当中看到里面的恶魔一个个出去。
And how many have seen the work of God where in their prayers they have been released from evil spirits?
多少人大家一起带祷当中魔鬼就不再住我们当有人在带祷当中魔鬼就不住在心里面。
And how many have experienced the work of God by casting out demons through the intercession of many?
所以我们听了道理不要再心硬。
Therefore, when we listen to the word of God, let us not harden our hearts.
我们真的要改变。
We must be transformed.
那我们要了解犹大这个圣经跟我们讲心硬是来自于我们沉迷在很多的罪恶里面。
And the hardening of our hearts is caused by being filled with sin.
这个小弟在宣道过程当中就会提到人的心硬跟罪是有关系的。
In the course of my evangelical work, I've noticed that there is a connection between the hardening of hearts and the immersion into sin.
那小弟在十几年前去斐济岛的时候Fiji Island.
And several years ago, when I went to the Fiji Islands,
那个地方你找不到电视找不到电。
There was no electricity and no television.
在我去的部落里面不是每个地方
In the village that I visited, there was no electricity or television.
我发觉到他们听到你会掉眼泪。
And I realized that when they heard the word of God, they would weep.
我发觉到我们去帮他们祷告的时候呢，当我们走进他们就看到他们那个就更感动祷告手没有按下圣灵就圣灵就下来。
And when we went to pray for them, they would be so moved that even before we laid hands, they would receive the Holy Spirit.
我们今天又到这个秘鲁去。
And recently I went to Peru.
我们那些慕道朋友家中有电脑。
And some of the two seeking friends, they have a computer.
我知道在祷告的时候他们竟然在笑咯咯的笑。这是什么东西呀？
And when we were praying, these friends started laughing.
我在想为什么会差这么远呢？
And I thought, why is there such a big difference between these two groups?
应该是电脑的关系吧。
It may have to do with the existence of this computer technology.
所以我们沉迷在罪中的常常心很硬，道理进不来，圣灵也进不来。
And when we have been deceived by sin, then our hearts are hardened, and neither the Spirit nor the Word can enter our hearts.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要再想一想，我们是不是也跟以色列人一样，也是做梦的人？
Therefore, let us consider if we are like the Israelites and we are dreamers.
我们常常迷迷糊糊的，每一年都这样过去，但是没有一年比去年更进步。
And very quickly, we see that the years pass by, but there is no progress in our lives.
我们要想想，我们信心到底有没有长进？
We must consider whether our faith has matured.
如果我们呢，恩典少了，我们信耶稣越久，恩典越少了，代表什么呢？我们信越小了。
If the longer we believe in God and there is less blessings in our lives, that means, that our faith has decreased.
因为信心呢，常常带来神的恩典呢。
Because faith brings with it the blessings of God.
不信常常看不到神的荣耀。
And if there is unbelief, then we cannot see the glory of God.
那我们为什么有时候越信越久，越觉得好像神的恩惠越少呢？
And why is it that the longer we believe, the less blessing we feel in our lives?
所以我们真的啊，在这个啊一个新的年度开始啊，我们要想一想。
And this is something we must examine at the beginning of this new year.
我们有没有迷迷糊糊一年过一年呢？
Whether or not we have been wandering and being led astray and passing year by year.
最近有一个弟兄他做了一个梦啊。
Recently, a brother had a dream.
梦到有一个自动的那个输送带啊，一个输送带哦，就是一个，你知道什么是输送带吗？就像你那个工厂有没有？工厂不是有一个袋子吗？自动的袋子这样子。
And he dreamed that there was a conveyor belt.
那这个输送带上面啊，充满了啊，他日常生活当中的东西啦，就是啊，神很多的预备啊，好多福气都在输送带，一直来一直来，拿不完了，拿不完。
And upon this belt, he saw many of the things that he used in his daily life, which were blessings from God, and there were so many that he could not take enough.
那在梦中，他又想到说，哇，他活了。将近这么久的岁月啊，在过去的生命当中呢，真的神的恩惠在那一辈子当中从来没有断过，任他拿，神的恩惠实在是数说不完。
And during this his dream, he realized that in his whole life there had been no ceasing to the blessings from God, and his blessings were countless.
好像什么都没有，却样样都有啊。
Even though it seemed that he had nothing, he actually had an abundance of blessings.
但突然之间，这个输送带停止输送了。
And suddenly this conveyor belt stopped.
哇，他心里就开始慌了。
And he began to panic.
啊，开始打电话给他的太太。
And he called his wife.
怎么回事啊？
What has happened?
好像我们神的恩惠最近减少啦。
It seems that God's blessings has diminished.
好像神好像离我们远一点啦。
And it seems that God is far away.
我们是不是有什么罪呢？
Do we have sin among us?
我们家到底做了什么错事得罪神呢？
Has our family done something against God?
我们知道真的罪，有时候我们不去想，你没有办法化解出来的。
And sometimes, if we haven't thought about our sin, then we will not discover that there is a weakness.
就像以赛亚服侍神一段时间的，当神的荣耀被他看见了，他才知道原来自己是个罪人。
Even though Prophet Isaiah had served God for some time, it was only when he witnessed the glory of God that he realized he was a sinner.
所以我们不要迷迷糊糊，像一个做梦的人。
Therefore, we should not be easily confused like a daydreamer.
我们有信心吗？
Do we have faith?
我们讨神喜爱吗？
And do we seek God's favor?
我们心硬着的吗？
Or is our heart hardened?
还是我们真的跟神很接近，常常体会到神继续不断的40年之久的那么多神的恩惠呢？
Or are we very close to God and we continually feel the blessings of God in our lives?
这是犹大提出来叫我们不可以忘记的第一种人，因为没有信心，神灭绝他们了，因为他们是做梦的人。
This is the first type of dreamer that we should remember because they had no faith and they were destroyed.
迷迷糊糊的。
And these were the ones who wandered and were led astray.
那第二种啊，犹大提到的是，其实不是人，他说 dreamer 啊，不一定是人啊，他指着那个犯罪的天使。
And the second type of dreamer is a sinful angel.
我们来看犹大书的第六节。
Let us refer to the book of Jude, verse 6.
犹大书第六节。
Jude verse 6.
又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。请读。
Verse 6. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day.
我们教会传统的了解啊，这个堕落的天使就是魔鬼。
In our church, we understand that the fallen angel refers to Satan.
那这个魔鬼啊，他们也是做白日梦的了。为什么呢？因为他们空思妄想，想跟神一样。
And these demons are also daydreamers because they wanted to be as God.
我们来看以赛亚书十四章的十二节到十五节。
Let's refer to the book of Isaiah, Chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章十二节到十五节。
Chapter 14, verse 12 through 15.
以赛亚书十四章十二节到十五节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 15.
十二节到十五节。
Verse 12 through 15.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的何竟瘫倒在地上？十三节。
13.
你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。十四节。
14.
我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等。第十五节。
15.
然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。这个表面上是在看巴比伦的一个国家的败落。
Superficially, this may be a description of the downfall of Babylon.
但是十二节啊，他这个特别提到这是 Lucifer 啊，你读请读英文呢。
But in verse 12, it says Morning Star, Son of Dawn, or Lucifer.
那所以用巴比伦呢很多同工都把它解释成是一种天使的堕落，成为魔鬼。
Therefore, Babylon describes the fallen angel or Satan.
因为巴比伦本来就是魔鬼的住处了。
Because Babylon is the home of demons.
那这边特别提到说呢，他要跟至高的神同等啊。
And he wanted to be equal to God.
本来是服侍的灵，天使本来是服侍的灵。
Originally, angels were ministering spirits.
但是他想要跟神同等。
But he wanted to be equal to God.
那为什么他有这种心态呢？
And why did he have this desire?
我们看以西结书二十八章的十一节。
Let's refer to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书二十八章十一节。
Chapter 28, verse 11.
二十八章十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
神的话啊，十二节，对不起，十二节。人子啊，你为推罗做哀歌说，主神如此说，你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽，请读。
This is what the Sovereign Lord says. You are the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
十三节，你曾在伊甸园神的园中佩戴各样的宝石。
13. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you.
最后一节说，在你那里都是你受在你受造之物啊，预备齐全的哈。我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
你是受高遮掩耶柜的基路伯。我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在发光如火的宝石中往来。十五节。
15.
你从受造之物所行的都是完美的，后来在你中间有查出不义来。我们看十七节。
17.
你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，为将你摔倒在地，使你倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。这边很多同工们也都觉得这是用推罗王来预表着这个堕落的天使。
And the king of Tyre can also represent the fallen angel.
因为推罗王本身不曾走在伊甸园当中了。
Because we know that the king of Tyre had not walked in the Garden of Eden.
也不是受高遮掩耶柜的基路伯了。
And he was also, he was not an anointed guardian cherub.
我们在这诸天使当中基路伯他是这个基路伯他是受高的天使，本来是服役的灵这个是很特别的，他还受高哦。
And angels were ministering spirits, and then this cherub is even more special among the angels.
他很漂亮，他很完全。
He was beautiful and perfect.
但是因为美丽，心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧。
But because of his beauty, he became proud, and he was corrupted by his wisdom.
所以因为他很好，所以他自己以为很好，他就离开本位了。
And because he thought he was so great, he left his position.
他就想要跟神一样，他就起了骄傲的心。
He wanted to be equal to God, and this aroused his heart of pride.
想要跟神同等。
And he wanted to be equal to God.
这个像夏娃一样啊，这好像夏娃一样。
This is like Eve.
夏娃为什么被赶出伊甸园呢？
Why was Eve expelled from the Garden of Eden?
因为她想说吃了善恶果就可以跟神一样知道善恶。
It was because she thought that after taking the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, she would be like God.
人想跟神一样。
And man wanted to be like God.
这不是白日梦是什么呢？
Isn't this a daydream?
这不是做梦是什么呢？
Isn't this a dream?
所以我们觉得啊，当一个人有这样心态的时候呢，有时候他会坐在神的位置啊，常常批判人啊。
And when a person has this kind of attitude, he will try to take the throne of God.
我们看以西结书二十八章的十六节。
Let us also refer to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 16.
二十八章的十六节。
Chapter 28, verse 16.
因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以我因你亵渎，就从圣山驱逐你，遮掩耶柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。这边特别提到说呢，啊，他因为亵渎啊，神就从山上驱逐他了。
And because of his violence, he was cast out of the mount of God.
亵渎 blasphemy 是吗？十六节亵渎圣地，亵渎啊。我们看十八节。
Verse 18.
你因罪孽众多，贸易不公，就亵渎你那里的圣所，故此我使火从你中间发出，烧灭你，使你在所有观看的人眼前变为地上的灰尘。这边提到说呢，啊，他又提到亵渎这两个字，十六节有没有亵渎？亵渎你那里的圣所有没有？请你读十六节。
And though you widespread trade, you were filled with violence, and you sinned. So I drove you in disgrace from the mount of God, and I expelled you, O guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones.
啊，你特别讲到 you sin 哈 ，my translation said you blasphemy 哈。所以摩西到当这个他想成为神呐，啊，他就会。也会亵渎了。
And when Satan wanted to become God, he blasphemed against God.
我们来看犹大书，看犹大书。
Let's return to the book of Jude.
犹大书。
Jude.
犹大书的第八节、第九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
犹大书八节、九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
这些做梦的人也像他们污秽身体、轻慢主治的。毁谤在尊位的第九节。
Verse 9.
天使长弥迦勒为摩西的尸体与魔鬼争辩的时候，尚且不敢用毁谤的话责他，只说主责备你吧，请读。第八节、第九节。
Verse 8 and verse 9. In the very same way, these dreamers pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and slander celestial beings. Verse 9. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you."
这个魔鬼想跟神一样，好像做梦的一样，不可能啊，白日梦啊。
And the demon wanted to become like God, and this was a dream.
那特别提到说，他们是轻慢主治的，毁谤在尊位的。
And here they rejected authority and slandered celestial beings.
啊，这以西结特别提到他们是在施恩座上的基路伯啊。
In Ezekiel, it says that these were the cherubs upon the mercy seat.
那他们是基督伯在施恩座上，他们是在至圣所里面，是在圣所里面的。
And these cherubs upon the mercy seat were in the holy place.
那以西结书呢？二十八章十八节特别记十六节又特别记载，他们亵渎圣所，住在圣所，亵渎圣所啊。
And in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 16, it tells us that even though these angels lived within the sanctuary, they blasphemed against it.
当一个人骄傲的时候，像魔鬼一样这样，天使这个全然美丽骄傲的时候，站在神位置的时候，你会知道他站在神位置，他就要审判人呢。
When a person becomes proud like the angels and wants to take the position of God, then he wants to become a judge.
了解更多，所以他就更懂得怎么样批评。
And because they know more, they know how to criticize others.
因认识而毁谤，因了解而轻慢。
And because of their knowledge and wisdom, they are judgmental.
这个天使长他是比应该是基督伯更加尊贵的，所以才说天使长不是吗？
And then the archangel is higher than the cherub.
那他甚至跟魔鬼这个争辩的时候呢，他也不敢用毁谤的话。
And even when he was disputing with the devil, he would not use slander.
只说主责备你吧。
All he said was, "The Lord rebuke you."
所以今天呢，我们会觉得拥有本身呢，真的是你了解本身呢，有时候成为我们本身的一个试验呢。
And sometimes our own understanding becomes a challenge.
啊，有时候我们了解越多啊，有时候心越骄傲，因为知识叫人自高自大。
Sometimes the more we know, the more arrogant we become because knowledge puffs up.
那我们不小心，我们就坐在神的位置上面审判人呢，批评人呢。
And unintentionally, we may come and sit upon the throne of God to criticize others.
小弟到智利去的时候，他们跟小弟讲个故事。
When I visited Chile, somebody shared a story with me.
我们真理屯到智利去的时候，这个震动当时一个基督教界。
And when we went to Chile, we came upon a
真理传到智利的时候。
When we went to
不是we了，我没有去了。当真理传到智利的时候。
When the minister went to Chile.
When truth reached to Chile, 哈。那时候震动整个这个基督教界。
And then it shook the whole Christian world there.
那很多外教的朋友听了四天的道理，三四天的道理就想要受洗。
And many Christians from other denominations heard the truth for three or four days and then wanted to be baptized.
但是因为道理的时间听得太短，我们就没有给他施洗。
But because they hadn't known the truth for very long, then we did not conduct baptisms.
因为当时的同工的结论就是，我们希望大家能够扎深根，不是一时的感动。
Because the conclusion of the holy workers at that time was for the people to have a deeper root and not to just have a momentary movement.
结果这些人后来回到自己的教会。
Later on, these friends returned to their own churches.
在现在批评毁谤真耶稣教会最多的就是这一群人。
And this group is the one that is most critical of the True Jesus Church.
认识更多越知道怎么样来毁谤人呢？
Because the more a person knows, then the more critical he or she may be.
真的拥有美丽荣光这本来是一件好事情，但是成为一种考验呢。
Even though having beauty is and wisdom is an asset, but it can also become a trial.
我们有时候拥有更多的恩赐我们就想要挑战自己的潜能。
Sometimes the more talents we have, the more we want to manifest our own abilities.
我们就要发挥到自己的极限。
And we want to show off our accomplishments.
甚至我们会看低别人，站在神的位置批评人。
And we may even look down upon others by sitting on the throne of God.
那总觉得自己是最好的，自己的意见是最对的。
And we will consider that our ideas are the best ideas.
有时候真的落入了魔鬼的路我们自己不了解。
Sometimes we have stepped upon the path of the devil, and yet we do not recognize it.
真的，当一个人拥有的时候呢，他会想很多哈。
And when a person has much, then he will think much.
我们都听过一个故事，一个小女孩她在卖鸡蛋。
We may have heard a story of a young girl who was selling eggs.
她边走边把鸡蛋放在这个头上边走边想，哇，这个鸡蛋卖了之后。可以买鸡鸡在生鸡蛋再卖的时候就可以买更多的东西到最后可以买房子到最后可以赚成为全世界最有钱的人
And she carried these eggs on a basket on her head, and as she walked along, she dreamed about all she could get after she sold these eggs, and she could get more hens, and then eventually a house, and become the richest person in the whole world.
不小心想一想，不小心自己绊倒了，这个蛋也掉在地上了。
And as she dreamed and walked along, she tripped, and the eggs fell upon the floor.
梦就碎掉了。
And her dreams were shattered.
所以我们不要忘了自己的本位是什么。
Therefore, let us not forget our original station.
我们是尘土。
We are merely dust.
我们的本质是很微小的。
And we are insignificant.
所以当我们拥有神给我们很多的荣耀美丽的时候呢，我们要特别注意。
Therefore, we must be very alert when God gives us beauty and glory.
不要随便批评跟毁谤。
And we should not be critical and judgmental.
昨天晚上我们在英文查经的时候，我们谈到罗马书十四章。
Last night in the English Bible study, we came across the passage of Romans chapter 14.
我们看罗马书十四章的第一节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 1.
十四章第一节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 1.
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。请读。
Chapter 14, verse 1. Accepting whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters.
罗马教会有的人他们信心比较小所以他们不吃猪肉只吃这个洁净的物
There were some people in the Roman church who had a weaker faith and they did not eat pork, only clean animals.
他们觉得这个逾越节很重要每年都要守逾越节才对
and
才好。
Consider the Passover very important, so they kept the Passover every year.
但是罗马人很多都是外邦人他们觉得这个日子不重要了。
But many of the Roman believers were Gentiles originally and they did not think that this Passover feast was important.
他们更懂的道理了解旧约已经被主耶稣成全在十字架上面了。
And because they understood the truth, they knew that The law had been fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
但是保罗提醒他们，你们不要轻看啊这些信心比较软弱的人。
Yet Paul reminded them not to underestimate these believers with weaker faith.
也不要辩论所疑惑的事情呢。
And also not to dispute about these matters.
我们不要常常想，我道理了解很懂，所以你一定要听我的就没错了。
We should not think that because we understand the truth very profoundly, then we are right.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，以彼此建立的事。
Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification.
其实哦，要彼此建立之前，一定要先有和睦啊。
In order to be able to build one another up, we must first have harmony.
如果你要别人接受我们，我们在人的心目中没有 credibility， 你在讲，也许是好意的啊，别人也认为你只是在批评论断而已。
If we have no credibility or before another person, then whatever we may say may be considered criticism.
也许我们真的是了解的比较多。
And even if we do know more,
啊，但是呢，我们有时候会轻慢那些在尊位的，我们弟兄姐妹都是神的拣选的人，有时候我们会轻慢他们呢。
But sometimes we may look down upon other believers.
啊，所以昨天有一个姐妹就提到说，这个达拉斯教会啊，在一个啊，在这次新道人讲习会的时候啊，他们有些弟兄就这样分享啊。
And yesterday, a sister mentioned that some of the believers in the Dallas Church share something during the evangelical workshop.
各种不同的文化慢慢的加入真耶稣教会。
Many different culture people of different cultures will slowly join the True Jesus Church.
我们对有些人的穿着、有些人的发型、有些人的饮食习惯，可能我们都有一些意见。
And we may have certain opinions about people's taste in clothing and food.
但是啊，在我们呢 在这个讲话之前呢、啊，我们要先了解自己的本位是什么。
And yet, before we speak, we must understand our own position.
我们不要用高高在上的态度来指责人。
We should not use arrogant attitudes to judge others.
也许我们所说的是真理，是对的。
And it may be that what we are speaking is the truth.
但是我们不小心呢、啊，会踢到刺。
But we may accidentally produce a thorn.
啊，因为我们啊，就是让那些我们所爱、神所爱的弟兄姐妹啊，感受到被逼迫了。
Because we may make other believers feel that they are being persecuted.
所以啊，这个就是魔鬼啊，这个是做白日梦的，想要跟神一样。我们如果想要常常跟神一样，站在批评的位置啊，那我们也自最后也是像做梦的人呢、啊。
And these angels were dreamers because they wanted to be like God, and therefore, if we want to be equal to God, then we are no better than these dreamers.
我们最后看最后一种人啊，他们是没有理性的人。
Finally, we will study about these illogical dreamers.
我们来看犹大书的第十节。
Jude verse 10.
犹大书第十节。
Jude verse 10.
但这些人毁谤他们所不知道的事，他们本性所知道的事，以那没有灵性的畜类一样，在这世上竟败坏自己。请读英文哦。
Verse 10. Yet these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand. And what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals, these are the very things that destroy them.
这个英文讲 unreasoning animal, 没有理性的动物。哦，所以有些人呢，啊，就他们像没有理性的动物，有一个版本这样翻哦，像没有理性的动物，完全照本能感觉行事，终会毁灭自己哦。这边是小弟是觉得这种人在提到这个啊第七节的人哦。我们看第七节。
And let us also refer to verse 7.
啊，第七节，又如所多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚作为鉴戒。请读。
Verse 7. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire.
啊，所以其实所多玛、俄摩拉这些人，他们是同性恋的人呢、啊。
There were homosexuals in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
这些人真的好像没有理性的动物啊，完全照着本能感觉行事、啊。
And these people were like unreasoning animals because they only acted upon their own instinct.
他们跟着他们的野性在走，他们的本性在走。
And they followed their own nature and instinct.
我们知道同性恋本身就是一个 rainbow 的符号，他们跟着 rainbow， 跟着彩虹在走，跟着感觉在走。
that the homosexual movement is also called the rainbow movement, and they follow their instincts.
他们跟着他们自己的心在走。
And they follow their own hearts.
这个就是好像做梦的人一样啊。
They are like dreamers.
那么60年代啊，有一群人啊，他们叫做嬉皮啊。
In the 60s, there was a group of people called the hippies.
他们这些人就是跟着感觉走的人，没有理，没有把人性、神的尊贵性拿掉的，跟随自己那种最原始的本性走的一群人。
And this group was a group that did not care about their station as human beings, but rather they gave in to their basic instincts.
所以你看到这些人，他们反抗权威。
And they would protest.
Against authority, huh?
Against authority.
他们要崇尚自由。
And they wanted to be free.
群居，没有穿衣服，野性的生活，怀里这个裸着不同的女人，嘴里挑烟，双肩吊着酒瓶，这个就是真正他们所谓的自由。
And their freedom was manifested by communal living and walking around in nakedness and in promiscuity.
这个都是完全照着本性感觉行事。
And these are the actions that are led by giving in to our natural
instincts. 好像没有理性的动物一样啊。
Just like unreasoning animals.
好像没有神，没有律法，没有规矩了。
And they act like there is no God and there is no order and law.
这个圣经讲他们是一味行淫的人啊，第七节，一味的行淫啊哦。
And in the Bible, it tells us that these people, they gave in to sexual immorality.
有时候我们在想说那个神要用洪水毁灭整个人类的时候，谈到说呢，这个人啊，终日所思想的都是恶啊。
When God wanted to destroy the whole world with a flood, the Bible tells us that the people were filled with perversion.
真的，今天这样的一个记载啊，实现在我们这个时代里面。
And this same circumstance is occurring today.
小弟分享啊，我们在高中班学生联会的时候，有的弟兄啊，更不敢正眼看着姐妹。
In the student spiritual communication, there was a brother who would not look straight at the sisters.
为什么呢？
And what was the reason?
因为电脑的坏东西看太多，黄色看太多了。
And that is because he had watched too much pornography.
那个看到姐妹，自然而然那些电脑的东西就贴到这个姐妹身上去了。
And because of all the pornography he had been watching, anytime he saw a sister, he would have impure thoughts.
这个时代啊，跟索多玛、俄摩拉已经没有差太远了。
Therefore, our current generation is no different than the generation of Sodom and Gomorrah.
有一次 CNN.com 在报道一个事实，我不太相信。
One time I saw a piece of news on CNN.com that I could not believe.
他说，有一个年轻人拿了一把剪刀强迫一个比他年长的女士就在那个大街的人行道上面在光天化日之下。就做起索性的行为，就强暴她了。
And there was a young man who took a pair of scissors during broad daylight, and he raped an older woman on the street.
过路的人开车他就把那个喇叭按很大声，你们到底在干什么呢？
And the people who were driving by, they would just honk their horns and trying to find out what was going on.
那有的人他就报警察。
And some people reported it to the police.
那这个人已经完全没有一种羞耻的感觉，这个坏人这个坏孩子做坏事这个孩子，这个已经完全没有羞耻的感觉了。
And this criminal already had no shame or guilt.
这样的年轻人在我们这个时代在我们的新闻 CNN 里面播报出来
And this news about this young man was reported on CNN.
所以这边提到索多玛、俄罗摩拉不只是一味的行淫，随从自己情欲的欲望呢？他们这个是随从逆性的情欲啊。
And Sodom and Gomorrah, they not only gave in to sexual immorality, but also perversion.
圣经讲，他们合成大小，那个男的无论老无论少通通要来找这个罗德的这个客人呢。
And the Bible tells us that the whole of the all of the men in the city, both young and old, came to look for Lot's guests.
这个是同性恋人。
And they were homosexual.
实际上是种逆性的行为。
And the Bible tells us that this is illogical behavior.
那实际上讲，他们就受了永火的刑罚作为鉴戒。
The Bible also tells us that their punishment is the eternal fire.
其实这些人都是跟着感觉走的人，跟着自己原始欲望的就是没有理性的这种这样子一种感觉走的情欲走的人
And these are a group of people that are unreasonable, and they follow their instinct. And
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们真的要醒过来，不要做这种做梦的人哦。
That is why we must awake today and no longer be dreamers.
我们不要以为社会认可的同性恋，我们可以认可，因为在神面前这是一个大罪。
And we should not think that we can accept these homosexuals because this is a sin before God.
我们要醒过来。
We must awaken.
不要以为一味的行淫啊，这些人啊就可以得到心里的满足。
And we should not think that through these sexual immorality they can be satisfied.
或许到真的一味行淫这些人啊，哦，我们或许到他心中到处都是空的。
We find that those who exercise sexual immorality still feel a great void in their hearts.
所以我们要彼此提醒，要醒过来。
Therefore, we must encourage one another and awaken.
我们看到圣经上讲这三种做梦的人呢。
The Bible tells us about these three types of dreamers.
第一种是悖逆不信的人，他们迷迷糊糊。
The first one is the unbelieving dreamer.
他们是迷迷糊糊了 ，go astray with their heart.
And they are led astray by their hearts.
第二种他们是自高自傲以为可以跟神一样的人，这是白日梦。
And the second type of dreamer is the one who is arrogant and proud and thinks that they can be equal to God.
第三种是没有理性，跟着感觉走，跟着梦走的人呢。
And the third type of dreamer is the one who is unreasoning and who follows their nature and instinct.
跟着梦在走了。
And they follow their dreams.
跟着彩虹在走。
And they follow the rainbow.
可是今天我们知道，这些人都是污秽身体、轻慢主治、毁谤尊位的，是做梦的人
But we know that these are people who give up their station and who are only dreamers.
所以我们要从这些梦中醒过来。
Therefore, we must wake up from this dream.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
五百首。
Hymn 500.
Within demanding, whose is the voice I hear? Sweet in the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt lead my calling, I will abide.Lonely without his staying, lonely within am I. Why I am still delaying, will he not pass me by? Sweet in the tongues of are thou not weary, waiting so long for me? Sweet in the tombs are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt hear my calling, I will abide with me abide. Sweet leader
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
啊，真耶稣教会有两种祷告。
There are two types of prayer in the True Jesus Church.
啊，第一个就是悟性祷告。
The first is the prayer of understanding.
啊，这是我们用看得懂的话，一个人说，大家听，来造就教会的祷告。
And this is the type of prayer that is said with words that can be understood and it edifies the church.
啊，第二种是灵言啊，灵性的祷告。
The second type of prayer is a prayer in tongues or a spiritual prayer.
记载哥林多前书十四章有两种方言祷告跟灵性祷告。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it talks about two types of prayer, which are the prayer in tongues.
说方言就是在圣灵里面祷告。
And to speak in tongues is to pray in the Spirit.
感谢主，这里真的是神的家，天的门。
We thank God that this is the temple of God, and it is the gate to heaven.
这里真的是圣灵的居所。
And this is the home of the Holy Spirit.
所以来到我们当中，常常很多人圣灵在他们身上，他们就说起奇异的舌音来。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon the believers, they speak spiritual tongues.
他们就在灵里述说各样的奥秘。
And they speak spiritual mysteries.
所以我们欢迎我们的朋友跟我们一起来祷告。
Therefore, we welcome our friends to pray with us.
我们祷告第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We begin our prayer with in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
这是锁定对象，我们是跟天上独一的真神在祷告。
And we are praying to the true God in heaven.
再来我们可以讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Secondly, we can say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
可以什么都可以讲。
And we can give our request to God.
但是这是最好歌颂的话。
And the best prayer is this prayer of praise to God.
所以你重复说哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we praise God by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
如果神愿意他也可以降到你身上来。
And if God is willing, then His Holy Spirit can come upon you also.
如果你打开你的心你会知道你也可以开始跟我们一样说起奇异的舌音。
And if you open your hearts, you may find that you will be like us and speak these spiritual tongues.
你哈利路亚就开始讲得很不清楚，他就会去讲他要讲的话。
And hallelujah will become unclear, and then it will go into a spiritual tongue.
我们弟兄姐妹也要为灵恩布道会来祷告。
And we ask the brothers and sisters to pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
感谢主，在座的我们有很多的朋友们跟我们在一起。
And we really thank God for all the friends who have come to visit us.
我们也要为朋友来祷告。
We will also pray for our friends.
我们在家里面请大家愿意的话可以每天祷告半个小时。
And if for those who are willing, please pray for half an hour every day.
为我们这次快要到的灵恩布道会来祷告。
And this prayer is for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
如果你心里有感动也可以响应执事会的呼召。
And if you are moved, then you can follow the calling of the council.
你觉得有需要可以跟我们一起进食祷告。
And if you believe there's a need, you can also fast and pray with us.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.